Many homeless people live in the Skid Row area of Los Angeles, California. These men and women have no permanent place to live. Skid Row is a place where many social service groups can be found. They work to help the homeless find work and a place to live. One such organization works with women. Skid Row is like no other place in Los Angeles. The homeless fill its sidewalks at all times of the day. Yolanda Waters has a job as a barista. She prepares and sells coffee. But she was once homeless and spent time in Skid Row.
It's a place that where everybody is dumped, you know. And if you don't ask for help, you're not going to get help. For people that are looking at you like you're nothing, treating you like you ain't worth nothing, that's the hard part.
Ms. Waters received help from the Downtown Women's Center. The center trains homeless women and helps them find work so they can live in a place of their own. It shows them how to create candles, greeting cards, and other products. The program teaches the women to arrive on time, complete a project, and work in a group. Joe Altapeter is head of vocational education at the center.
Rebuilding self-esteem, developing relationships with individuals, you know, chronic homelessness when you're living on the streets, you become isolated. So this is an opportunity to really deal with those issues.
He adds that about one-fourth of the 58,000 homeless people in Los Angeles are women. The high cost of housing is one reason they do not have a permanent place to call home. Poor women are more at risk of being homeless. Many homeless women struggle with mental problems or have been abused. The center gives them advice, health care, and support.
They come into the workshops, they might not have a really great community of friends or a support network. But they're entering this safe and supportive environment which offers that for them.
The things the women make are sold at the Downtown Women's Center and at Bloomingdale's, a store selling high-priced goods. Each handmade craft has a sign showing where it was made. Kathy Suto works at Bloomingdale's. She says the store has sold many of the crafts the women have made. She says she hopes other businesses will sell them.
We have been very pleasantly surprised. It is something I'm now working to get the other five Bloomingdale stores in the Los Angeles market to start carrying as part of their assortment.
Yolanda Waters did not enjoy making crafts, but she did like making drinks in a small restaurant at the Downtown Women's Center. After training there, she got a job. Now, she has an apartment home and a reason to get out of bed.
It feels unreal, and because sometimes I think when I wake up that, you know, is it real? Do I have this real job, a real job that I really love?
I'm Jonathan Evans. Words in this story. Dump, verb. To leave or unload something or someone quickly or without concern. Self-esteem, noun, a feeling of having respect for yourself and your abilities. Chronic, adjective, happening or existing most of the time. Isolated, adjective, separate from others. Workshop, noun, a class or series of classes in which a small group of people learn the methods and skills used in doing something. Carry, verb, to have something in a store and ready to be sold, to keep something available. Assortment, noun, a group or collection of different things or people. How are homeless women in your country helped? We want to hear from you. Write your thoughts in the comments section.